Hi, I'm Leah LaChapelle, author of Unzipping Reality, 11 Steps to Create the World We Want, and host of Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. I am dedicated to the transforming of human consciousness on planet Earth in our lifetime. So trust, know, be, and do the process as we unzip reality. Welcome, everyone, to Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. I'm Leah LaChapelle, having more fun than I ever imagined was possible in this wonderland of experience. This is our life. These are our people. This is the scenario. This is what we have going on here. So all I can say is us love us, everyone. And reality is now sufficiently unzipped. It really is. We've been opening these portals for years, millennia, actually. So the portal is open well enough for us to see what's there. And if you want to come on with me, let's just go ahead, travel on through, and be who and what we really are. I invite us to check out my website, fearorlove.com, and you'll get a little bit more idea of the comprehensive view that is coming through. This isn't so much about me. I just happen to be a teacher for some, a mouthpiece, and I'm simply a conduit. So we are allowing, very, very key word, we are allowing these truths, or this information, this way of being, this vibration, let's call it that. It's a new frequency. Let's just call it that. We're allowing a new frequency to come through us. So it's available for all of us. And today, I would like to share, continuing a little bit more along the lines of what circles of consciousness are. This is a spectacular wave that we are riding. And these circles, now this is a little bit different. It's not your traditional circle, although it is traditional. We're bringing it more into the 5D experience and expression. So we're spelling it a little differently, and we're spelling it with an SC. I-R-C-L-E. It's a circle. And I covered this in one of my previous shows, part one about circles. It is a spiral nature. These kinds of fifth dimensional circle experiences. So, you know, we're in the age of imagination, and our imaginations are becoming exponential. So we are in the exponential age of imagination. Sky's the limit. Oh, is that not high enough? No problem. We'll just raise it. So you see how this works. So the idea is to find other beings that are desiring to play with us in such a way that the severity of the current scenario that humanity finds itself in is lifted. This is possible. And we've still got time to pull this off. No fear. And remember, my website is fearorlove.com. So you know, love is the higher choice. Fear is a lower vibration. So we want to, you know, we want to embrace our fear. It's not wrong to have some level of fear. However, we don't want to swim in it. We've been swimming in it for millennia. So now we've learned how to float. We've learned how to look and see, oh my goodness, there's the shore. Anybody want to come with us? Hey, let's go. We're going. So no more swimming in that muckety muck. We're going to the pure shore now of a new paradigm. This is very exciting. So these circles of consciousness are places where we celebrate our new abilities to be the new human, along with the new humanity. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's like, Leah, it's too hard. There are too many of us. It's too heavy. It's too entrenched. It's just not going to happen. And so, okay, that is perfectly well and good for you to hang out in that vibration. And there are others of us that are saying, this is possible. And so in these circles of consciousness, we are realizing that it's not so much quantity, but quality. What is the level of your commitment? Are you willing to entertain the possibility that this could be in our lifetime? Hey, if you want to imagine something, imagine it done. And we can all do this together. Now, one human being cannot do it on their own. This is not the grand design. The grand design is for us to do this cooperatively. So circles of consciousness are marvelous openings in what is possible for a brand new reality. It is happening. It is occurring. And so let's have some breakthroughs with this. So how to start a circle of consciousness? You're going to need some other folks besides just you. This is happening when a group of human beings get together, they meet in a circle, they have an intention to raise the frequency of our planet to that of the fifth dimension. It does not take a majority to do this. So again, if you want to hang out in that, you know, more gloom and doom scenario, that perspective, that's fine. However, we got to go on. We got to go. This is our DNA calling to us. So we are accepting the invitation to resonate at a higher octave, and our DNA is changing. So the really, really, really good news is that it does not take a majority to pull this off, to allow this to be birthed. So it's very, very exciting. When we come together in circles of consciousness, we are going to experience community, real community. And it's going to stretch us, because real community, come to find out, is not centered on any particular topic or theme. So real community is going to express through diversity. This is a hallmark of the new humanity. We cannot be clones of one another. And so, you know, in metaphysics, we're a little bit guilty of kind of being clones, because, you know, if you've got the funky gypsy look, then, oh, you must be metaphysical. You know, it doesn't matter. You don't have to have tattoos or not have tattoos. You don't have to wear funny looking shoes or a weird headdress. You know, there's nothing like that. You don't have to speak any particular way. However, there does need to be this underlying foundational frequency of love. Other than that, sky's the limit here again. So these circles of consciousness have a group soul, a group soul, S-O-U-L. This is paramount in realizing that when we come together vibrationally with other human beings, that there is a resonance that is present. So how fun to come together and celebrate a group soul experientially. We must keep our gatherings experiential, not intellectual. That has already been done, my friends. Up and down, back and forth, intellectual think tanks. That is not what I am talking about. I'm talking about experiencing yourself. How do you experience yourself when you are amongst other human beings? Well, in the past, historically, we've drawn the dividing lines and, you know, pulled out the biggest, most serious weapons we had available to us and started aiming them at each other. That's not a circle of consciousness in the fifth dimension, needless to say. What it has to do with is being responsible for how you experience yourself in that quality that expresses as love and acceptance and community on a planetary level. Yeah, this is a tall order. I get it. That's why we need groups, because any one of us is not going to be able to pull this off in perfection. It's a big setup, you guys. We must come together and intermingle. We must be interconnected. This is what the world has not seen. And the world has not seen interconnectedness because of judgment. The judgment has been in the way. And truth be known, it's been mostly self-judgment, because after all, I'm not good enough to love myself to such a degree that I could ever bring planetary harmony with others. I'm here to inform us, and I love saying all of these things because I'm the one that benefits. Yes, we can intermingle. Yes, we can form community. Yes, we can form group soul. But not without pretty substantial intentionality and passion. That's why I show up at this microphone. I'm so grateful to MetaphysicalTalkRadio.com, Gary and Inger, for allowing me to express my passion. It's what I do. I choose to believe that it is making a difference. So, loving yourself and all others unconditionally as you sit experientially in one of these geometric circles, you are going to experience creative conversation. Oh my goodness, yes. This is creativity on steroids. You're going to experience sharing. Going to be sharing at new levels and new heights. You're going to be doing some meditating. It's not all talk, 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 share, share, share. Some of it is just simply being silent together with the intention to raise the planet's vibration and to manifest. Yes. What do you want to manifest? Well, we get to say. Do we want to go beyond separation? Do we have that as a dream? Well, then let's manifest that. Turn off the nightly news that says this reality is all there is. Keep trusting your eyes and your ears. And here's the latest war. No, no, no. That dream of going beyond separation and experiencing vitality in the oneness that's available through whatever and whoever created this, we're going there. We're being that. And so I guess you can probably get it that this is a multidimensional expression. Multidimensionality is superseding the third dimension of everything is solid, everything just is and always will be exactly as it appears. That's really square. That's really flat. And so becoming multidimensional is bringing us into a much more expansive experience of our own selves. And the way we can measure this, the authenticity of it, is to be present in a group, circle, conscious experience. So we are at the cause of this. It's like, how's this happening? Where is this pipeline coming from? Well, it's coming from us. This is about self-determination. Again, time to get out of standing in line, waiting to die. That is old paradigm. Get out of that line. Don't get in any line. Okay? Lines are passé. Because it's all, oh, after you. No, after you. Oh, after you. Oh, here we are in a circle. Isn't that beautiful? So this is quite an upgrade for our human species. We really need to begin to think of ourselves in terms of our species. You know how they talk about species going extinct? Well, if you follow to its logical conclusion where humanity is headed right now, unless something extraordinary intervenes, we will be extinct. That is not gloom and doom. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm steering us into the positive. So we're not focusing on that. We're saying, nope, we're not doing that. We're spiraling upward, and it is possible. And I like to really up the ante for this game and just say, let's do it in our lifetime. Why not? I mean, look at all the upgrades that technology has brought. I mean, I could spend time going down the list. I won't do that. You know about all the apps. You know that they're just waiting to release the next incredible artificial reality thing. How about human beings getting some upgrades? That's all I'm saying. Don't sell yourself short. We were made for this. We are designed for this. And this is our time. So the idea of finding out who we are in a group is going to require us to self-govern. This is huge because, oh gosh, these governments are, they're out of control. They're very, very heavy. They like to lord over us. And so in a group consciousness, we self-govern. And this is quite challenging. I did talk about this in my prior installment of Unzipping Reality. If you bring up the conversation in one of these circle experiences and you start talking about who did we used to be? Who are we now, And who do we choose to be? You're going to come to self-governance. I mean, this is scary for some to think that we would actually, number one, trust ourselves to be able to govern ourselves. We're so used to not doing that. We're just on default. It's like, well, I just do what they tell us to do. I just stay in that line, you know? And number two, to trust humanity herself, to learn a new expression of self-governance. That means trusting that this is the divine blueprint. So when you show up for a circle of consciousness, you get to be reminded that it is possible, and you get to show up with other people who operate on that same frequency. So 5D consciousness groups, these circles, are neither dependent nor are they codependent. They are interdependent. And I really went over that last time. You don't start a chamber of, I'm just going to call it a circle. You don't start a circle of consciousness. You attract one. You don't join one. You choose one. And there better be a heaping portion of joy and fun associated with this process. I'm serious. If you're not having fun doing this, be sure you call me up, because that is a missing ingredient if you're not experiencing that. All right, so if you're passionate about seeing peace in your lifetime, then we can use you. If you're not passionate about it, if you are in your disbelief and disillusionment, then just keep what you have. But I'm just going to open a space for us that says that if you're here now on the planet, then you're here for a reason. And you need to seek out other people that believe they are here for a reason, who desire our planet to become one human family in diversity. Not as an Orwellian New World Order, one world government, not like that under the boot, but a glorious diversity and peace and oneness. It's a galactic neighborhood here. And so when we are in circles of consciousness, oh my goodness, there is so much to discover about the galactic nature of our human condition. We are in a galaxy that is filled with other beings. And so for some reason, we haven't been trusted to know this information, and it's probably being held out and used against us to create a lot of fear and more control. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about hanging with the friendlies. So that is ahead for us when we come together fearlessly in these circles of consciousness. So we're going to need to attract at least two other passionate people to spend a couple of hours. I would say at least 2 hours. 3 hours is good. Some people can't give up that much time, but at least 2 hours, okay? If you say 2 hours, hold it to 2 hours. If you want to come and go, do it like that. But it would be really good to have two quality hours together to really form a consciousness and to be able to express your soul in that time. So this will be a time of intimacy. It will be a very practical time. As practical as you make it, but it will be a time where you out yourself. It will stretch you in the realm of love and power and wisdom. So there's a lot to be said about love and power and wisdom. You really need at least three people. Two is not what I would consider a circle. Three, you can plausibly construct a circle action. This is sacred geometry, to be sure. And so that is the base of the spiral that we are formulating, the nautilus of creation. If you're getting upwards to 20 people, that's way too big. If you really want to create together. Now, hey, if you got 20 interested people, that's phenomenal. Congratulations. I've done it many times with over 20 people. It's more of a party atmosphere, which is also good. Partying is allowed. I'm just saying that if you really want to get that tight, cohesive expression of manifestation with an intention, 12 is probably best as a ceiling. 15 will work just fine. It's just when you start getting upwards between 15 and 20, it's easier to have breakdowns. So let's talk about what does it take to open a circle of consciousness. Opening a meeting, first of all, you're going to need a host location. And get used to this. There are no rules for how this comes together. This comes together because we're living in the miraculous now. So how does a baby get formed in the womb? I don't know. It just does. And there's a lot of joy, and it's very, very cool. So stay in that space, will you? You know, thank you. Just do that favor for me, please. Don't worry so much about stuff. Begin to be a placeholder for the fifth dimension of expression with others, and it will manifest. It has to. So have a host home. It could be your house. In public, you know, probably isn't going to work very well. That's okay to go have coffee with people to encourage them and kind of bring them along to where they would be inspired to attend a circle of consciousness. But to actually get anything accomplished, you're going to need a little more privacy than a public place. You could do it in a park. But anyway, your house is probably best. You don't have to meet at the same place every single week, although people are so busy, that would cut some corners and make it easier for you to plan if you want to facilitate a circle of consciousness. So again, you can make it as streamlined as you want. You can make it as difficult as you want. Doesn't have to be fancy. But know this, that no circle of consciousness is ever a waste. Let's say you meet in a park, and let's say that it just, you know, you were maybe a little distracted. It just wasn't quite as intimate as you would have preferred. It's not a waste. Just learn from that experience. And then maybe the following time that you gather, maybe you could meet at somebody's apartment. There are answers for everything. Just stay in the realm of possibility. Just know that the planetary solution is hinging on this. No pressure. But until human beings learn how to come together under the law of attraction, or utilizing the law of attraction, or implementing it, whatever you want to say, then there will be no model. There will be no embryo. There must be an embryo. And sitting on our computers, putting out cool memes and things out on the Facebook, that's wonderful. Keep doing that and begin to have real experiences. In fact, I'm getting ready to have a real experience this coming week because I actually met someone on Facebook. My friend Stephen Z, who has been a guest on Unzipping Reality, was interfacing with someone on Facebook on his Wave 1111 page. And he said, hey, I really want to meet like-minded people. And so Stephen said, where do you live? And the man said, well, I live in Austin. Well, guess who Stephen knows that lives in Austin? Yeah, I live in Austin. So guess what? We're not just friends on Facebook. I am going to meet a new friend face-to-face. But it takes setting it up. I am setting it up. This is where the passion comes. It's not good enough to just make a new friend on Facebook and, you know, let them know when my new book is out or whatever. That's not enough. It's a vibration. And this is a very, very distinctive vibration. And that's why I'm pretty repetitious with what I'm offering over the sound waves, because this is how we learn. We are anchoring this in and hearing it one time, practicing it once or twice. It's not enough. This is brand new territory. So back to how to open a circle of consciousness. Decide what time you want everyone to gather. And remember, there are no rules. When people show up, they show up. You can't force people anymore. That's been done. And yes, you are insured a nice, uninterrupted opening meditation when you lock the door. But you know what? There aren't any lessons learned by that. People must learn self-responsibility and consideration and respect. So that's that's a whole other line of thought there. But what I like to do is open the circle of consciousness after we've had a time of social interaction, because it's exciting to get together and give hugs and, hey, how you doing? You know, how did your workshop go? And, you know, how are your grandkids or your kids or, you know, all these kinds of things. And all of that is social. This isn't just super spirituality. This is being a full service, full blown human being. We have many aspects to us, not just spiritual. So this is a great opportunity to say, hey, I tried that new salve that you told me to get, you know, on that spot that was bothering me, and it cleared it right up. It's just awesome. You know, this is where you have that kind of exchange. You can also have it in the circle, but just don't circumvent the social interaction. It's very important. And if you bring snacks to the circle, which I do advise that people bring a snack offering, you don't have to bring it every time, but food is very important. Food is universally shared among humans. We love food. And it's very communal. So it helps us to break down barriers when we discover, oh, we're all eating together. It's a beautiful thing. So if people are bringing snacks, sometimes, you know, they're opening bags, they're, you know, finding a dish. I like to put dishes out for people when they come to my house. They can just plop it on a plate, put it on the coffee table there, and you're ready to go. So this is very important, and there's a lot to be said about the preparation for the space itself. Before anybody arrives, I always consecrate the space. This is our sacred work. I'm not trying to make it more important than it is. I'm just saying it's our responsibility for what goes on in a circle of consciousness where the soul is coming through. And so just set the parameters and allow what you allow and disallow what you disallow. And don't make a huge deal out of it. Just say, I'm in charge here. Thank you very much. And this circle is set. And you have your own way of doing that. I'm not going to teach you on that. There are all kinds of methods. I have mine. You have yours. I like to have a candle. You don't have to have a candle. See, don't get all hung up into form. Do what you like. Do what empowers you. And remember, facilitating a circle of consciousness doesn't make it your circle. You are simply being responsible to show up. Let the circle guide the circle. Let the circle create the circle. You don't like people coming in late? Let the circle address that in the circle. And we're going to get into that later. So beginning a circle, I think it's important to use some sort of an attunement. I like to use Tibetan bells. I also like to use crystal bowls. You can use whatever you want. I have a steel tongue drum that I like to use. I mean, there are all kinds of things. You can use a gong. You can use chimes. You can use whatever you want. Some people like to ohm. That's great. Some people like to hew. That's great. But do what works. So you set the tone and it says we're off to the races. Here we are. We've shown up and we've shown up together. So now there are so many things about actualizing your experience in an evening. And I do suggest an evening so more people can come, but you can do it on a Saturday afternoon, just whenever you can get the most people together. You may not be able to get everyone together, but do the best you can. Don't give up because, oh, one person can't make it. Do the best you can and stay possibility that the most people for the highest good are coming together. So we're going to need to recognize that we are in a pivotal place as humanity right now. We're evolving. We are evolving out of the confines of hierarchical control and polarized conflict. This is a thing of the past. We are self-determining freedom and peace on this planet. And there is nothing that can stop us. Nothing. This lives in our heart. And so I know that the dark side of the polarity is counting on us, not recalling this. But anyway, we are at the cause of peace on the planet in our lifetime when we take it on and say, yes, I'll be responsible. Yes, I'll recognize this. And just align. We've been talking about passion and birthing, oneness, a new paradigm for our planet. Align with that and see what happens. Just try it, okay? Just try it. Attract people to us that have this sense of destiny and a purpose, not people that are lazy and leaving it up to the Republicans or the Democrats. That's never going to work. All right? Form a microcosm of the human community. You do not have to move in together to do this. That's an old thought construct. You don't have to live on the same farm. You need to be interconnected energetically. This is in the invisible realm. And you need to be able to come together in harmony on occasion. Service is highly recommended. We'll talk more about that. So, once a week would be awfully nice. Remember, repetition is the name of the game. We just don't learn these things. We don't unlearn our mental conditioning overnight. We need rehearsal. We need times to come together with really different people that have different lifestyles, different perspectives, different approaches to living, different economical strata. We need to be able to come together with these beings and try our wings. So once a week is very, very advisable. The same time every week is very advisable. This is how we're going to be learning self-responsibility and interdependence as quickly as possible. Take it on. Be serious about it. I'm not saying do it 7 days a week. That would be out of balance. You've got to maintain other areas of your life. This is under the radar that we are doing these things. And if you stir up too much of a big splash, then it's too noticeable. And people start, I don't know, they just start getting too cultish. You know, this is not what we're about. So maintain your families, maintain your car. Some people don't even own cars that come to these circles. Great. Wonderful. Find out about those people too. You know, but go ahead and keep up your obligations. Pay your bills. Clean your bathrooms. Do what you need to do. Make love to your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your mate. You do what you need to do, and don't become so out of balance that you lose yourself. You get to be a distinctly individual human being when you show up in a circle of consciousness as a soul group conscious being. Okay. The mission, we're simply connecting our hearts, and we do it through meditation, and we co-create in these enlivening conversations. They are marvelous. This is not a workshop, and this is not an opportunity for people to showcase their business or their line of product or anything like that. Now, you can refer to these things, but it's not a workshop. And if it starts turning into that, shut it down. Shut that aspect down and revisit what your commitment is, because you must involve everyone. This is for the best and highest good of all, and making a difference as a group, as an assembly, and operating as one on a frequency for the planet. And remember, letting in the upper dimensionals, those friendly extraterrestrials. Sorry if I lose some of you at that juncture, but, you know, they are out there. They really do want us to not go extinct as a species. They really do want us to thrive here, and they are all about this beautiful planet. being preserved and flourishing. So let those guys in too, and give them a greeting, hail to them, interface with them. You won't be able to see them probably. I don't want to put any limitations on you. I have not seen them, materialize in my living room. It could happen. But anyway, they are there. And we're not going to pull this off without them. Newsflash. That's right. It's going to take a galactic, upgraded expression of human quality to transcend the old regime. So we're going to need those guys. Now, in a circle of consciousness, it is very important that you have something that you all have in common. And what you will all have in common is your passion and being inspired that, yes, we are the new human archetype that we all share in common. And it's really, really nice to be able to point to something tangible, such as a philosophy that is in printed form. And this could be any number of books. There have been lots of groups that formed on all kinds of books that are founded in love. I mean, how about the Bible? You know, lots of people form on that. Gosh, there are just so many. Anyway, you know what these books are. There are Eckhart Tolle groups. I mean, on and on and on it goes. I rather like the book entitled Handbook for the New Paradigm. And I won't get into that because it's not my desire to form clone groups. I want you to ask for your own self what is the best and highest good for your stream of consciousness that you are opening up for those that you attract. So there are no limits here. Now, in Handbook for the New Paradigm, it just so happens that it is pretty spectacular stuff, and it has changed my life tremendously. In those pages, and incidentally, it is a quadrilogy. There are four books in this series. And all four books refer to the universal laws. Now, when you form a circle of consciousness, you will not need anything. You will not need to know anything other than the four universal laws. You will not need to have a long list of rules. I would suggest that you do establish some guidelines. Like, is it okay to, you know, move about the cabin and get up and, you know, get out of your seatbelt and get a drink? Is it okay? Just make people comfortable. Let people, like if they have to leave early because their babysitter has to go home early that night or something like that, just make sure that you have established some guidelines that are translatable to being considerate and respectful of the group. That's all. If someone comes in after the meditation has started, let them set down their bag and sit quietly instead of rummaging in the kitchen, being a distraction while you're trying to vibrate to a relevant expression of the vibration of peace. You know, you don't want to be opening potato chip bags during that. So just make sure that people are respectful. The universal laws, there are four of them. The universal law of attraction, that'll bring you together. The universal law of intention, that will set the tone and the pace of the group. People do this and they can use deliberate intent, and it's not about love. It's a very, very powerful universal law. This is how cabals get started. They use those two universal laws. So those are available to us, and there is a higher access then to what I'm talking about as a higher octave, and that is the universal law of allowance. This is like attracts like, and when that happens, you experience love, and it's all about an action of love. It is allowing people to be loved exactly as they are. Now, the only problem, but it's not a problem. What will open up when you begin to practice the universal art of allowance is that people will take advantage of you because you're too nice. So don't be too nice. Learn the art of balance. Learn the art of balance. So that will be a group balancing. This is very, very important. When a group is out of balance, when one person is speaking for way too long and everybody is just wishing that they would stop talking, that is not the universal law of allowance. That's being a doormat. Please do not be a doormat. That is not fifth dimensional. Allow people to express themselves and then learn the universal art of balance. This is not the next day calling up Leah and saying, "Oh man, old Sam went on too long. I wish you would have done something about that, Leah." Nope, not going to do it. Sam needs to be addressed in the circle as it is happening. And this is the art. This is saying, excuse me, and you excuse yourself, you cut in, you interrupt Sam, and you say, "I would just like to check in with the rest of the group. How's the frequency in the room?" And then somebody else will say, "Well, I think we've kind of lost our connection here. I think it's dipped a little bit." And then you can say, "Hey, Sam, do you think maybe you could finish your remarks? Could you bring this to a close? And because we really want to move on." This is very, very different than saying, "Would you shut the hell up?" Okay, do you see the difference? So we are learning how to be powerful, and we're learning how to be powerful in a group, not codependently. It is the group that steers the group, because someone else might say, "You know what? I would like to hear Sam speak longer." And then you have something to talk about. It's like, "Well, who else? Let's hear from somebody else." So this gets into a whole other experience of how you experience yourself in a group. You are responsible for how the group conducts itself. You are responsible for how you feel. So that is an awful lot of information. These groups are safe places, okay? Because they're all about love. It's not about soaking in fear density. It's about having the universal laws support us. Support us. It's about peace. It's about harmony. But it's about being powerful. It's not about just sitting there. You cannot hide out in these groups. You cannot say, let's just let the guys handle it, or let's just let the gals handle it. No, no, no. Or let's just let the galactics handle it. No. Your level of joy, your lesson that you're getting about how not to judge is your own responsibility. Everyone, it has been such a delight. Thank you so much for tuning in. I thank you very, very much for listening to me on Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. Again, I'm Leah LaChapelle. FearOrLove.com is my website. And so signing off, oneness happens. It's the great letting go and letting in with allowance and balance. So trust the process, know the process, be the process, and do the process as we unzip reality. Bye-bye, everyone.